ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioner's Court meeting for March the 22nd, 2010. We'll begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Domain.
Please bow with me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Architect of the Universe, I humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and actions so that we are doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you, dear Lord. We ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. We seek forgiveness of our sins and the strength to avoid future temptations. All these things, dear Lord, we ask in your precious name. Amen. Amen.
Join me in the pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. We begin with items under purchasing. Item A, consider and possibly approve job order contract with Centerline Construction Services, Inc. for repair of the APAC building airport in the amount of $3,033.65. This is a result of damage from Hurricane Ike. Item B, receive and file this job order contract with Centerline. C, consider and possibly approve change order number 3, McInnis Construction, Inc., to contract 09-104/KJS Ford Park Women's Toilet Facility Project. To change drinking fountains and to allow ADA access, that's in the amount of $7,782. The total amount of this change order is to be taken out of the contingency amount of the contract. Item D, execute, receive, and file this change order number 3. Item E, consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property is authorized by the local government code to auction by Horns Auction, Inc. The auction is scheduled for Saturday, April the 3rd, 2010 at 9 o'clock. Is there a motion on these items?
I'll move for approval.
Have a motion by Commissioner Domain. Aye. Second by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion.
I have a question, Don. On this C and D, it seems like a little much to move a water fountain now.
No, that's not all that's involved, Commissioner.
I heard about the ADA, but shouldn't that have been a part of the original specs?
The majority of this amount, and I don't know why it was not listed here, but the majority of this amount is splitting the service that's feeding the facility. It had to be brought from the academy, but we had to re-meter the academy and put the new meter on the restroom facility.
Patrick, you knew about this? I guess, but my question is a legitimate question on this remetering and changing. Those are things that should have been brought to our attention when the contract was first let, right?
There was a problem with the way the plans indicated the service connection. It was coming from the Academy transformer, and the Academy transformer was metered solely for the Academy, and the Academy pays all of that themselves. So when we tied into the transformer at the Academy, we had to split that metering so we could capture the Academy separately and the restroom separately. The rest of the restrooms and everything, the capacity had been met, and we could not get into that system. Yes. That is exactly correct. Yes.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Hughes, did you have something? Any questions about that? Okay. All in favor of the items under purchasing, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly encourage all citizens of Jefferson County to participate in the 2010 census, which is so vital to our community. Item B, receive and file executed amendment to the Texas Department of Rural Affairs contract number 724-006 for water and sewer improvements in the Cheek community. Item C, consider and approve a resolution for the Jefferson County Drug Court grant number 1604510. Item D, consider and possibly approve a proclamation to proclaim the day of March 25th through April 4th, 2010 as YMBL South Texas State Fair Day in Jefferson County. And in a minute, we have a speaker to that, Mr. Chuck Kalkbrenner. Item E, receive and file certificate of completion for Commissioner Eddie Arnold. Commissioner Arnold has successfully completed the continuing education provision of Article 810025 of the Texas Local Government Code for 2009. F, consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the Gusher Marathon, Half Marathon, and 5K Run. We also have a speaker, Mr. Richard James, to address that. Item G, receive and file certificate of completion for Commissioner Michael Shane Senegal. Commissioner Senegal has successfully completed the continuing education provisions of Article 810025 of the Texas Local Government Code for the year 2009. Item H, consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program. Item I, receive and file certificate of completion for Commissioner Everett Alfred. Commissioner has successfully completed the continuing education provision of Article 810025 Texas Local Government Code for 2009. J, consider and possibly approve Eddie Collins, Constable, Precinct 8, to carry Sergeant Chris T. Paget Jr. as a non-paid reserve deputy. Item K, approve amendment of real estate contract property description between Jefferson County and RDS Inc. to include tract 2 being lots 293 through 95, 295, the easterly 50 feet of lot 296, less the southerly 9 feet of lot number 293-296, and all lots 299 through 304, less the westerly 1 foot of lot 303, block 48, the Beaumont Town Site Addition. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved.
Okay, motion, discussion.
Judge, on commissioners, on item K, for clarification, that's just adds the parking lot that was always intended to be part of this transaction, and it was inadvertently left off of the legal description on the contract, so that's why it's being added back into it.
Okay, any other discussion? With regard to Constable Collins' request, this is a non-paid service deputy. What is the cost, if any, to the county? No cost?
I think workers' comp would be the only thing if there's a claim on that, and we're self-insured on that.
Okay, any questions about that? Okay, anything further? And all in favor of those items under county commissioners, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. And will Mr. Chuck Kalkbrenner come up, please, sir?
Thank you, Judge. We really enjoy coming up here every year and before our fair. This will be our 67th fair that the YMBL's put on, the South Texas State Fair.
Today, I've made all of them.
You've been to all of them. Today I've got Malcolm Ray here. He's our 2010 South Texas State Fair chairman. Along with him, I have several members of my board.
Great. Would they stand, please?
Would y'all please stand?
Why is Mr. Coletti still sitting?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, he's actually our only hired person that we have.
The hired help.
Our hired help. I'd like to ask if Malcolm could approach the bench, and we've got some, we have some hats for you. Without the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court support, all the citizens of Jefferson County, the countless hours our members give to put on this fair, the cooperation of SMG, it's really, to me, a countywide effort to make our South Texas State Fair very successful. And I just want to, again, thank you guys. I welcome everyone to come out. It's a great time. Y'all see Malcolm running all around that place because he's got a big job. without your help, I know that it's just amazing. We can always call the commissioners, and they're always willing to help us, and that means a lot to us, especially as volunteers and as an organization that tries to do the good for the county. So, again, I want to thank y'all for all your support.
Is that parking lot across from your office ready?
You bet. It is ready, and it'll probably hold 1,000 people, and it really looks nice. Every day it gets better. And, of course, it's going to put people closer to the amphitheater, so that's going to eliminate a lot of that long walking or those commutes that we had to do with the buses. Now, we still will have that transportation, though.
We want to thank you all, too, for partnering with us.
Yes, sir.
On that project, and I'm glad it got done in time. Have you checked the a weather forecast?
Well, actually, I was on Channel 6 Noon News, and James Brown assured me that we will have a little rough start, not as bad as Donnie Warner did with the lightning. Yeah. They said just keep him inside, and we shouldn't have any lightning strikes. So, but, yeah, again, I tell you what, that parking lot, that wouldn't have happened if it wouldn't have been everybody pitching in. And it just shows that we can get a lot accomplished in Jefferson County if everybody just works together.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank y'all very much.
Judge, I have a comment.
Yes, sir, Coach.
First of all, I want to thank you guys. The other night was a beautiful night. The ceremony y'all put on and the comedian y'all hired. He was real nervous, but I think he's in the wrong profession. But I appreciate everything y'all do for Southeast Texas. I think I said this last year, as a coach of 20 years in this area, I love the YMBL tournament that y'all put on, but people forget about all the other things that y'all do for this community. And to be volunteers and do it with a staff of three, I found out last week. I tell you, it's just a dedication and a passion that you have to have. And I appreciate the YMBL. Thank you.
And you said 67 years?
Yes.
And I said I've made them all? There's probably more truth than fiction to that. Because I guess I've about made all of them. Ought to get him free this year.
Hey, Judge, one second, though. Who's the chair? Who's going to be the chair of the FAD this year? Oh, come stand up. We want to see him. Make sure everybody see him. That's that paid political. What they call it? He was the master ceremony.
Was he the comedian?
Yeah, he was the comedian. Now, you see how mild mannered he is.
He's
now.
Very good.
Ooh. Wasn't good, but he works cheap. Well, thank y'all so much for what you do and being a great part of this Southeast Texas program. Under item F, we approved a proclamation for the Gusher Marathon. Is Mr. Richard James here? Yeah, would you approach the microphone?
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. The Gusher Marathon, this is the inaugural Gusher Marathon. Jefferson County has never had a marathon in its past. If you think of every city the size of Beaumont or larger, they're almost identified by a marathon, whether it's the Houston Marathon, the Austin Marathon, Dallas White Rock Marathon. So this is a great opportunity to put another identifier on the map for Jefferson County. On a second topic, unfortunately, Jefferson County was named one of the unhealthiest counties in Texas. So here's a chance to change that image with our marathon. And since we have a marathon distance, a half marathon distance, and a 5K, if you can walk 3 miles, you can participate in this and take steps toward improving your health. As you know, healthcare is a huge issue at the moment. Well, this is a way you can take control of something yourself regarding your health. So we're excited to bring this to Beaumont. Currently, we have over 800 registrants from 18 states, 82 Texas cities, 21 Louisiana cities, and we anticipate about 2,500 our first year here. In addition to that, this isn't the first event our local nonprofit has put on. Our local nonprofit is Sports Society for American Health. Since 2000, we've held speed skating races, bicycle races, and triathlons in the Southeast Texas area, and even have brought in Olympic athletes. So, being that this is the first marathon, it's not our first event, and we're just thrilled to bring this to Southeast Texas. And thank you for honoring us with this.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Al. The date is May 1st. It's a Saturday. It begins at 7:30 a.m., and I do have a couple of event posters that I'd be happy to leave with you as well. Unfortunately, since this is the first year, our hats and shirts are just now being printed, so we don't have them yet to share with you. We don't have 67 years of experience, but we look forward to bringing a great event to Southeast Texas.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. May I approach the bench with...
Yes, sir. You gonna give us a bicycle?
Unfortunately, we are sanctioned and certified by USA Track and Field, and due to liability, no bicycles or wheeled vehicles are allowed. otherwise we'd give you one. But this is a Boston Qualifier Marathon as well. So if someone runs fast enough in this, they can qualify for the Boston Marathon and the other major marathons. So we are on the national calendar.
I think Judge Walker's trying to tell you he will be the first one to cross the starting line.
And the finish line. Is it the same line? I can do that.
Take one step forward,
thank
one
you.
Step back.
Thank you.
And you're going to run that 26 mile deal, huh? Oh, wow.
It starts and finishes at the Long University Montaigne Center.
Now all you got to do is show. Okay, thank you, sir. Who do we have with Julie Rogers' Gift of Life? Would you all gang around that mic? You the spokeslady?
I'm going to be the spokeslady today.
Okay.
Are you ready for us? You all ready for us? Okay.
Well, do you have something to give us first?
Yeah.
You were speaking for yourself.
I was kidding.
I think you know us all too well.
Oh, how neat. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
Oh. Okay. On behalf of the Gift of Life, I want to thank the judge and commissioners for having us today and joining us in taking a stand against tobacco use and encouraging the community to kick this harmful habit. And Wednesday is actually National Kick Butts Day. It's a nationwide initiative that empowers youth to take a stand against tobacco. And this entire week, the Gift of Life will educate the public on the costs and health risks associated with tobacco through a regional awareness campaign. Tobacco is the leading preventable cause of death in the United States, killing more than 400,000 people each year. And the Gift of Life has been and continues to be dedicated to ensuring that young people and adults understand the devastating effects of tobacco. So we really appreciate the opportunity to make all this information available to the community. It is really important. We do have a high number of smokers in Jefferson County and in Port Arthur and Beaumont areas primarily. So we're looking to spread our campaign throughout the community. I want to recognize we have some staff here and a board member, Dora Nisby, who are here with us today, and a lot of supporters in the crowd. So thank you very much for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you. Does all of that include dipping?
Oh, yeah, tobacco use as a whole, which is smoking, dipping, yeah, all that.
She quit preaching.
It's all-encompassing.
Thank y'all very, very much for everything you do for such a worthy, worthy cause. Hey, did that do it? All right, moving to the county airport, item A, considering possibly approved supplemental lease agreement number 2 with General Service Administration, which extends the term of the lease for 72 months. Is there a motion on that?
I move for approval.
Mr. Domain moves for approval.
Second.
And a second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Auditor. Item A, regular county bills. Check number 336839 through check number 337143. Is there a motion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. It is unanimous. County Clerk. Item A, receive and file leasing agreement with Drainage District Number 7 for the leasing of the central counting station and voting equipment for their May 8, 2010 election. Agreement was approved March 8, 2010. Is there a motion on that? Have a motion?
Second.
And a second. Any of those you don't understand, Ms. Guidry, holler. Engineering Department. Oh, did we? We didn't vote on it. Did we vote on the
Judge, if I may, before we vote, that is a very important election. It's been a number of years since Drainage District 7 actually had an election. They've not had contested races for, I think, at least 10, maybe 12, 14 years. The last two or three were actually appointed and were not contested after that, so this is their first contested election in a long time. Drainage District is extremely important. The Port Arthur Groves, Nederland, Port Neches, Central Gardens, Bark Gardens area, and I would urge all of the citizens of Drainage District 7 to please try to get out and vote.
Okay, thank you,
Real
sir.
Quick, too, Judge. Is that the same day as the city elections? It is the same. Will it be combined, the precinct? But it is the same day.
And if I'm not mistaken, early voting only takes place at the Drainage District 7 office at 9th Avenue and Highway 73, but election day, I think they're going to be, what, more than one location, I think. Yeah, we need to publicize that because election day, that you can vote in the city election and walk over, I think, to the Drainage District 7 election and vote in it. We need to try to publicize those locations for Drainage District 7.
Mr. Rugg, have you reviewed that contract?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You okay with it?
Yeah, we're just receiving the final of that.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering Department, item A, execute, receive, and file utility permit number 01-U-10 to Energy Texas for the distribution of electric service to the subdivision on the southeast side of Jefferson County Airport. Property is located in precinct number 2.
I move for approval.
Have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Juvenile Probation Department, item A, receive and file Jefferson County Juvenile Board annual inspection of Jefferson County Juvenile Detention Facility in accordance with Title III, Texas Family Code, Section 51.12, Parent C. Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Sheriff's Department, item A, considering possibly approve out-of-state travel for Stanley Shipper to transport the Sheriff's Department plane to Tulsa, Oklahoma for warranty work and to attend an FAA inspection course in Bethany, Oklahoma. The cost of the school and travel will be paid for from the Sheriff's Office budgeted funds. Is there a motion on that? Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Is there a discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The remaining item is an item that will be taken up by the court in executive session, and we will recess this hearing to move into that hearing. Thank y'all for coming.